Hello everyone and good morning. It is exactly 5 o'clock a.m. and I just want to say thank you guys for being here and I appreciate you guys for listening to the podcast and I'm just glad to be back you guys and also Merry Christmas. Happy belated Merry Christmas to everyone. You know, those that, you know, celebrate the holidays. We're going to get into it, you guys. So I'm just really feeling good. Okay, my birthday is coming up. It is Capricorn season. We're going to be talking about Capricorns and, you know, the Capricorn season, what to expect, you know, the work to put in, because we know that, you know, Capricorns work hard and they don't work hard for nothing, right? Also, with Capricorn season, dealing with the goat, right? You know, the animal with such great instincts and such great high hopes and faith in themselves, right? And that is why. That is why Capricorns can be, you know, their biggest critic, so others have said, right? And they can be hard on themselves, okay? But they are doing a good job, okay? For those Capricorns that are feeling a little down, you guys are doing a great job, okay? Stay steady, stay focused, okay? We see the vision, you know the vision, okay? And you know, again, that faith, hope, and belief, right? And with Capricorns having this faith and having this hope and having this belief system that they go by, you know, that's why they say that Capricorns, you know, were really down-to-earth individuals because of how we manifest things in our own way and how we take into consideration what we are doing. And again, you know, that plays a big part into having that, you know, the devil card into the tarot deck, because the devil, you know, the devil was once an angel. The devil was, you know, God's best friend, Jesus' best friend. And, you know, Jesus put the devil in charge of the underworld, put the devil in charge of, you know, especially when it comes to negativity, right? I have said this before on my social media. The devil is, you know, it's so crazy how it being perceived as something so evil and something so negative, but it's really a good thing, because with the negative and the negative, it could bring out a positive, right? And a negative situation, what's done in the dark can come to light, right? And, you know, if anybody has ever seen the movie, the Ghost Rider, right? The Ghost Rider was working for the devil because, the devil knew that the Ghost Rider would take these doings of, you know, of themselves, right? Because they say that the devil comes in all forms and, you know, take these doings and actually putting use and putting in good use as well, right? And even with going against the devil themselves, right, it is for a good use of something, right? You still have to use that that tool, that luxury of understanding what has been done in a negative way, what you are doing in a negative way. That is why I say, you know, that Capricorns can be their, you know, worst critic and their biggest critic, because they can also go against themselves, okay, aka the self-sabotaging. There are some Capricorns out there that can self-sabotage in some kind of way, form or another, but it is always for a good reason, right? There is always a light at the end of the tunnel, right? And with that being said, being in Capricorn season, a lot of individuals are going to be noticing this themselves. They're going to be actually getting a feel of what it is to be in this Capricorn energy, because again, when the sun moves, we move. And when the sun goes into another direction of the zodiac, we also follow into that zodiac. So, or, you know, those zodiac-like qualities, right? And also those negative qualities too, right? Like a lot of people are self-sabotaging certain situations, good situations that, you know, that could be helpful to them in some way, you know, shape or form. And, you know, help me, help you, help us, right? And that's basically, you know, what Capricorns are about, you know, helping, you know, benefiting, and not only benefiting for themselves, but also benefiting for, you know, for people around them and the likes of others, and wanting others to join in and come in, especially around the holidays. They, you know, they're, you know, really traditional people. They love to be, you know, family settings and, you know, being with their partner if they do have a partner. But with being in Capricorn season, also about manners and respect. And, you know, with Capricorns, it's like, don't try them and they won't try you. You know, it's just a natural instinct, you know, being a goat, being a zodiac that has a animal with horns for their sign, right? It's only a natural instinct. You know, it's just like a ram, you know, when a ram sees another ram, or going against each other with another ram, or a bull with a bull, you know, it's the same way. So, you know, dealing with these qualities, and, you know, having these, you know, having to reevaluate, you know, their manners and how they are, you know. And again, we have Venus also and Mercury and Capricorn as well. So, you know, Mercury being the planet for communication and Venus being the planet for love and romance and, you know, beauty and, you know, cuddles and likes, all the lovey-dovey stuff. And, you know, some Capricorns, some individuals will have a tough time with, you know, breaking out of that, you know, being stern and having to feel those emotions and wanting to be romantic and, you know, bringing in romance. And, you know, what I was saying was that, you know, manners and respect and, you know, coming to reevaluation and how they are approaching certain situations, how they are communicating with certain individuals, how you are communicating with certain individuals, and what you are saying, how you are saying, how you are wording it. And, you know, do you really mean it, or are you saying it out of anger, or, you know, are you saying it just because you are feeling that emotion at the time? And, you know, I really feel like a lot of individuals out here are wanting love and romance and wanting that sensual feeling. And a lot of Capricorns are sensual people. Okay, they are, you know, romantic people. They love romance, but sometimes they just don't have the right partner to do it with. Okay, they want to be able to be with someone that is deserving of, because when a Capricorn goes out for someone that, you know, that they're with and that they truly love and truly want to be with, truly see a future with, they go out for that person. So, you know, they really want to be with an individual that is like-minded, be with an individual that is very understanding, okay, and, you know, can listen to them as, you know, they listen to their partner. And so, if you guys have something to drink, you can drink something. If you guys have something to smoke, you can smoke something. also dealing with Capricorn season and having this, you know, coming from Sagittarius season, a season of adventure, fun, travel, you know, wanting to get out. Capricorn season is about work, you know, that structure and that order, you know, getting things in order, putting things in structure. And it only makes sense because Capricorns, they start and end, you know, the year, they start and end, you know, this playing around, basically, right? You don't have time to play around, okay? You have stuff to do. You have shit to get done. And I posted this as a meme on my social media, you guys, but you know, Capricorn season is about putting things in order, getting things ready, you know, for, you know, quote unquote, basically the new year. If you want to go by, you know, the basic government calendar, they say that, you know, the new year is coming up. So with the new year coming up, you know, putting things in order, getting things into, you know, that resolution. Okay. The Leah song, we need a resolution. Okay. You know, and the Leah was a Capricorn. So, you know, but putting things in order, getting an understanding of what you want out of your life, what you want out of this, you know, out of this new season, okay, and the new season being in the winter, and being in the winter, a lot of people could feel like they're in the cold, and a lot of people could feel like they're in the dark, but that is why Capricorns are here, because they are the light that shines within the dark, right? And Capricorns are very private people as well. So a lot of you could be, you know, writing your goals down, doing some, you know, self-care, you know, just being, you know, in your zone, just being, you know, and a lot of Capricorns know what that winning feeling is like. So a lot of you could, you know, just be in your zone wanting to get to that winning feeling. And some of you could already feel like, you know, you're close to that winning feeling. And some of you could already be feeling the winning feeling. Okay. A lot of Capricorns out there, happy birthday. Okay. You guys are feeling great. You guys are feeling good. You guys are feeling very confident. And that's another thing too. A lot of people want to put Capricorns in this category of being arrogant, or, you know, being full of themselves. And you know, it doesn't mean that Capricorns are not humble, okay? You have to have some type of confidence. You have to have some type of, you know, belief within yourself, okay? Capricorns are not insecure people. And you know, it's like the more people try to put them down, the more they're just going to keep climbing to the top, the more they're just going to keep staying focused and keep, you know, building and elevating. You know, this is why they are called the GOAT. This is why they have the GOAT as their symbol, as their, you know, sign for their zodiac, because is their zodiac for their sign, I mean, and it's because that they know what it is like, okay? Like, that's why Capricorns don't judge. Capricorns are silent people, you know, like, they know how to be silent. They know how to, you know, go by the rules and also know how to break the rules, right? Because they know them so well. And that is why they are able to maneuver and do what they do and, you know, achieve what they achieve. You know, that's why they work hard, because they know that they could get it done. They believe in themselves. And, you know, people, it's so crazy how people try to give Capricorns this hard time. And, you know, with Father of Time, right, with Saturn being their planet, you know, it just makes sense that everything for Capricorns fall on time for them, because people be so into their ego, thinking that Capricorns are into their ego, thinking that they're arrogant, that they just push this. And that's why, you guys, I'm telling you, like, that is why people, you know, and I myself say that Capricorns can be very addicting people. You have no choice but to love them. It's like you don't love them, but you do love them. Like, you have no choice but to be, you know, in tune with them. And to think that you are in tune with them as well, like, because they have this magnetic field, okay? Again, God's best friend, Jesus Christ's best friend. And Jesus Christ is light. So again, Capricorns, the light within the darkness. You know, the devil was once an angel. Some people can be very lustful about Capricorns. Some people can be very, you know, obsessed with Capricorns and, you know, their life, what they do, you know, their whereabouts. That's why a lot of Capricorns and Geminis get along as well, because Geminis are mysterious people. And, you know, Capricorns are mysterious people as well. And also, be careful with your skin. Capricorns are big on their skin. So if you guys are picking at your skin, or, you know, not really, you know, washing your skin like how you should be, or, you know, make sure you're washing your hands. And, you know, Capricorns are big germaphobe people as well. And also, you know, your teeth, brushing your teeth and making sure that your teeth are up to par. You know, that is a Capricorn's body part, is their teeth and their skin, and, you know, also their knees, their legs, you know. So working out, doing those leg exercises, you know, going for a walk, going for a run, going for a bike ride, you know, not just driving your car, not just sitting in your car. And also with Capricorns, right, it's like people wait too late to appreciate them. You know, some people say that Capricorns have these different facades, or, you know, they have these different, you know, kind of personas. And again, these different disguises, you know, but that is only because it could be a defense mechanism. It could be a defense mechanism from people always, you know, not being as appreciative, people not showing much appreciation, people forgetting to show at least, or say a thank you, or, you know, I appreciate, or, you know, like a gesture, anything like that. Because Capricorns, again, they will go 100, 1,000 for people that they love. You know, and the Capricorns are very, you know, good humanitarian people. They do, you know, do for charity. They, some Capricorns do charity work. So you guys could find yourselves wanting to do charity work, wanting to, you know, again, Capricorns being very, you know, versatile people, you will want to catch yourself doing a lot of things around this time. And even in the cold, you will want to catch yourself doing a lot of things around this time. And that is because even within the cold, you know, Capricorns can bring the fire. You know, they are the devil once again in the tarot deck. So, you know, the devil's home is, you know, quote unquote, what they have modern day time. You know, the devil lives in fire. They live, you know, in the underworld. And it's not that it's a bad thing. You know, it could also be, and meaning, my meaning, my theory, purification, right? Purifying yourself, purifying themselves, right? When you go to the underworld, you want to make sure you're getting rid of that negativity. You want to make sure you're cleansing yourself, cleansing that negative energy. And again, New Year's resolution, starting over to something new, starting over to something better, going harder, going bigger and better, you know? And then you're on your way home. You're on your way to the light. You're on your way to heaven, going up those stairs and putting that crown on. And, you know, walking through the shadows of the death, right? Capricorns have a lot of sense of humor as well, and they can be very sarcastic people. They have a dark sense of humor, okay? So again, if you know, if they say things, you know, some people could take it serious. Some people could, you know, get it. If you don't get it, you know, it's like, oh, well. But if you get it, you know, you won with us. But that is just my theory. Like, their home is, you know, being in the underworld and being around fire, purifying, you know, those souls and cleansing your soul, right? If anyone has ever heard of the Greek mythology story with Zeus and Hades, you know, Hades is the leader of the underworld. And if you guys have seen any kind of description of, you know, Hades being in charge of the underworld, you will see the souls that, again, the animated movie Hercules, the souls that are in the river, because they're getting a cleanse, because they are reevaluating what they have done before they can move on to that next step in their transition, right, in the afterlife. And we'll get into more of this, okay? I'm going to be doing a video soon, you guys, as soon as I get my new tablet, as soon as I get my other phone fixed. We will be going into this soon. But I did want to come on here and do a little mini podcast because I missed you guys, and I feel like you guys really need to, you know, hear this knowledge, hear this information, because it could, you know, help you into this present and what you guys are going through. So if you guys are feeling like you're working too hard and it's not work being put in, it's no need to worry, okay? And again, Capricorns can be a worry bug as well, but, you know, or at least that's what people are, you know, that's what they want people to let off, is that they're a worry bug. But really, they don't worry about anything. They have no worries. There's nothing for them to worry about. You know, it's Capricorn season. It's their season. It is, you know, the season of getting it together. And all year, they have been getting it together. But now, it's like it's a new start. I will see you guys soon. Thank you for joining me. Talk to you later.